This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Nick, how are you?
What's going on, guys? How we doing? Hope your Thanksgiving was great.
I hope yours was, too. All right, first I need to ask you about betting the Browns now with Deshaun Watson. What are your thoughts on our franchise moving forward, and do you feel good? Or I mean, I know the spread's going to make a difference and all these things, but should you feel more positive about laying or wager down on the Browns?
Well, this week, I think they're going to, like, slam Houston. Okay. They're 7-point favorites in the game. Now, I always want to offer context when I say stuff like this. So just because, like, I think Cleveland should be a double-digit favorite doesn't mean everyone thinks it. And the betting market right now says that Cleveland's, like, about a 7-point favorite in the game. Now, if I had to guess where I think this point spread is going to go, I definitely don't think it goes down. I think it goes up. Maybe it stays at 7.5, and that's just where it's going to sit. Now, 7.5 and like 8, like these are all like in between 7.5 and 9.5 is essentially the same bet. We're not going to see games land 8 or 9 that often. So it's not like a huge difference between those, but it's going to be like on the closer to 7 than it is to 10. But I do think we're headed towards 7.5. So if you out there listening, if you like me, think that Cleveland's going to dominate this game, I think Cleveland should be a double digit favorite in the game. I would bet the Browns now. I actually wouldn't wait because I don't think you'll be able to get 7 later in the week. I think this will go to 7.5. I think, guys, this is going to be teaser week in the National Football League, and not every week operates like that, where we have a ton of great teaser options. Cleveland, I think, is a magnificent teaser option to tease down to basically win the game on the road at Houston. Yeah, I think Cleveland's going to win big this week against the Texans. So as far as this week goes, I am in on Deshaun Watson and the Cleveland Browns to both win and cover the 7 and also tease down just to beat the Houston Texans.
Watson's back, Nick. Any Deshaun Watson action that might be out there? Any cool bets you might have out there?
Well, I think the bet that's going to be really interesting, and I'm sure you guys have maybe not talked about this from a betting perspective, but from a playoff perspective, is can the Browns make the playoffs now if they win out? Like, can the Cleveland Browns win out and make the playoffs? And I don't think the answer to that question is yes, unfortunately, because the schedule obviously is not going to be easy coming down the stretch for the Browns. And really, like, and I'm not saying this like to pour salt in the wounds of Browns fans here, like some of these really close losses, the Atlanta loss, the Jets loss especially, where you win one of those games and you're kind of sitting a little pretty, right? Here, if you can rip off and go 5-1 down the stretch here. Should win on the road at Houston. I mean, obviously, Cincinnati's going to be tough. Home Baltimore's tough. Should beat New Orleans. Should beat Washington. Should beat Pittsburgh. So it's not crazy that the Browns could win out and get to 10-7. But I think you're going to need to win at least 10 games to make the playoffs. So you can actually bet, yes, Browns will make playoffs at a huge price. I just don't know. I think it's likely that they lose multiple games here down the stretch, which is like more of a statement on the other teams being really good that they're going to play, like Baltimore and Cincinnati. Maybe they go 5-1. I think 6-0 is very unlikely, unfortunately.
Hey, Nick, what's a teaser and how does it work, just for the folks that don't know?
Sure. Yeah, my apologies for kind of saying that with like an assumption that everyone would know. That's my bad. So a teaser is when you take two teams. You can do more, but let's just keep this as base as we can here. It's a two-team, 6-point teaser. So what does that mean? Cleveland's a 7-point favorite right now against Houston. If you teased Cleveland, that means you would tease the Browns down to -1. So basically, they need to win the game. Now, if they win by 1, you lose your bet. If you push on a teaser, you lose the bet. So what you try and do, and like you will see a lot of people giving out teasers and they give out bad teaser advice. Basically, what you want to do, and I'm going to keep this as rudimentary and quick as possible, you want to tease through 7-3 or up through 3-7, like the two most key numbers in the NFL. So that means like the New York Giants this week are 2.5-point home underdogs against Washington. You can tease the Giants up, right, with a 6-point teaser up to +8.5. So that means if the Giants lose by 3, you win the teaser leg. If the Giants lose by 7, you win the teaser leg. Like the two numbers that land the most in the NFL if you think about how scoring works.
Sure.
So that's generally how we like to play teasers. So I think Cleveland's a good teaser. Baltimore down to -2 against Denver, where the Ravens win by 3 and you win your teaser leg against the terrible Broncos. Giants up to +8.5, I think are all good options coming up this week.
Earlier in our show, we did something we call NFL Rapid Fire. Megan asked this question. Are the Minnesota Vikings any good? Would you put money on the Minnesota Vikings to do anything at this point, Nick?
Well, can you, so like do anything would be like get to the Super Bowl or win the Super Bowl?
Yeah. How about NFC Championship game even?
Oh, they could definitely get to the NFC Championship game. Definitely. I actually think like they might be likely to make it depending on how the playoff bracket sets up. Now, like they are at best the third best team in the NFC, probably the fourth best team. Dallas, Philly, and San Francisco all definitely better than Minnesota. So at best, Minnesota's the fourth best team. Could they get to the conference title game? Like they could get there for sure. Are they winning it? Like no way. No way Minnesota's beating any of those teams. So no, I don't think Minnesota gets to the Super Bowl, wins the Super Bowl. Could they get to a conference championship game? I think that they could. Also, I think the Jets are going to beat them by double digits this week. So I bet Jets +3. My number in the game is 3, so I don't think like there's like a number difference. But intuitively, I think the Jets are going to slam them this week. They would have lost to the Patriots if Patriots special teams hadn't melted down in uncharacteristic fashion last week.
Nick, what's the excitement level for World Cup soccer right now? I mean, are you seeing a lot of bets on that? And then what do you think of Team USA today?
For me personally, it's like a 10 for like the space that I deal in with like sports bettors. It's a
right.
10 because it's something to bet on that's really fun and it takes place during the day. So basically you can have action all day, which is fun. Obviously bet responsibly.
Right.
Like don't bet outside your means. But yeah, like absolutely love it. I'm a big soccer fan, so I always love this year. As far as Team USA is concerned, coming up at 2 o'clock, so a little over an hour from right now, the game will start. The USA and Iran, obviously like a lot of like political stuff going on behind the scenes, like with Iran right now. And it's a huge game. The United States, for people that don't know, needs to win to advance to the round of 16, where they would likely play Netherlands and be a big underdog in that game. But like Netherlands isn't great. Like the United States could win that game potentially against Netherlands if the United States beats Iran. I think it might be a tall order. Like, I think people are kind of just thinking United States is going to walk over Iran here. United States, like, is better than Iran. I don't know. Iran could definitely hit them on the counter. They scored 2 goals in each of the first 2 games they played in. I'm not extremely confident, but I'll obviously be rooting for my country. If I had to make a bet in this game, I would bet both teams to score. Those bets are offered basically at any sports book you look at. That is plus money right now. So both teams to score, beating both USA and Iran to score at least 1 goal in the game each, would be my bet coming up for USA and Iran.
Nick, I mean, is there heavy action though on the World Cup here in the States? That's I'm just kind of curious. Are people like into it?
Not like they are to like the National Football League.
Yeah, that's what I'm
but
kidding.
Yeah, like the NFL is king by like, I don't know, by like a million leagues. College football also up there, but not even the same as the NFL. But the World Cup is definitely heavily bet right now. Like, I don't think anyone at this point right now, like some people do and like I do, right now, like no one cares about the NBA. No one cares about hockey. It's basically the NFL, the World Cup, and then college football, I would say in that order.
Nick, how do you bet on something you don't know? In other words, even with
like
my
soccer,
advanced scouting.
Yeah, like I'm looking at this World Cup. I see +310, +240, -110.
And not just that. My extensive scouting of the Iranian national team really hasn't given me a good feel for which way to go on this. And people are going to bet on this stuff. How do you bet on something that you don't – and I'm really looking for some advice for folks. How do you bet on like USA against the Iranian national team when you know nothing about the Iranian national team?
Sure, well, I would say, like, you know, it depends on, like, what your goal is as a bettor. Like, are you looking at this bet, and it's totally okay if the answer to this question is yes. Are you looking at, like, betting the game as almost like going to watch a movie, where at the end of the movie, you don't get your money back, but you were entertained, like, while watching it, right? Like, that's,
right.
That's
yeah.
And that's totally okay sometimes if people want to bet. Like, not everyone has to try and bet, like, to win every bet. But just know that going in, that if you lose your money, you're okay, and you're betting for the entertainment. And if that's the case, like, bet on the USA and give yourself some extra incentive to watch the game, right? You're going to be rooting for the US anyway. You put a couple bucks down on it. But just do it knowing that at the end of the movie, like, you might not get your money back. But do that going in. So I think that's one way to bet. The other would be, and this will be an extremely self-serving answer, but you asked the question, so I'll answer it.
Good.
Like, listen to people that know. Like, we literally do a show 4 hours a day every day where we talk about this stuff. So I can give you, like, my analysis of USA and Iran. Like, I talked about with you guys, I think, a couple weeks ago. The USA wants to play this possession style, right? which leaves them susceptible to the counterattack. Now, it's worth noting, they've been excellent. They haven't allowed a goal, like, in basically an open play, meaning, like, non-set piece, non-penalty kick, non-corner kick, the entire tournament in two games they played. They shut out England. That game was 0-0. They allowed one goal to Wales, and it was on a penalty kick. So they haven't allowed a goal in open play. So this possession style has been working for the U.S. They just haven't been able to score goals. Iran is very proficient at the counterattack. So think about it like this. U.S. is going to try and possess the ball. Iran doesn't care about possessing the ball. They want to, like, catch you, like, in their zone, catch you, like, off guard, and then blitz you on the counterattack and get forward really quick and try to score a goal before your defense gets back. So that's what this game is going to be. It's going to be, can the United States score from possession style? Can they prevent Iran from scoring on the counterattack? The U.S. is better than Iran. Their defense has been better than expected. The U.S. should win the game. Does it mean they're going to? Of course not. And I actually think Iran's going to score, like I said. So I think the U.S. are going to have to score two to win this game. I think both teams will score. And, like, if gun to my head picked the winner, I would have to pick the United States because the U.S. is better. But, like, I don't have to do that. There is no gun to my head, thankfully. So that's kind of my breakdown of the game. Well, I wish I felt better about the United States, but I don't.
Nick, thanks for making us smarter today. Yeah, I appreciate it. You really broke that down to a way that I think I can even understand the game a little bit better when it comes to soccer. So I appreciate
it. Now, just keep this in mind, just real quick, guys. For when the knockout stage starts, which is like when this round is over, every team has played three games. I don't know if we're going to do another interview before then. Just something to keep in mind. Like, once you start betting those games, if, like, USA-Netherlands, right?
Right.
Like, if you want to bet the USA to win that game, don't bet what's called the three-way, which is what you're talking about, where you can bet the draw, like the team to win, USA to win or Netherlands to win. That's a 90-minute bet. So then if it goes to extra time and you win in penalty kicks, you lose the bet.
Oh, wow.
So just make sure that once we get into the next round, if you want to bet a team to win, just bet them to advance. That includes penalty kicks and extra time if need be to prevent yourself the aggravation. Because I've been there.
Wow. Okay, good. Now I know that, too. I didn't realize that. So, Nick, thank you. As always, we appreciate your time.
Wishing you guys minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Let's go Browns on Sunday. Let's lay it on the Texans.
There you go.
We're talking. Well done, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
You got it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.